Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 626. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
All right, let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzers. Try the variety pack today with all of your delicious flavors of Bud Light Seltzer in one convenient pack. What do you got for sports?
Oh, man. All right, here we go, Brock. NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills slowed optimism Thursday that the 2020 season will take place on time, saying widespread and frequent coronavirus testing would have to be available. This is what he says in quotes. As long as we're still in a place where when a single individual tests positive for the virus, that you have to quarantine every single person who has been in contact with them in any way, shape, or form or fashion, then I don't think you can begin to think about reopening a team sport. That's what Sills said to NFL.com. Because we're going to have positive cases for a very, very long time, he's basically saying.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch said the league is planning for a full season starting in September and in front of fans. Sills added that the combination of frequent twists and quick results are not currently available on a large scale, though he's hopeful that they will eventually change. So the NFL has conceded that organized team activities won't take place over the spring because of social distancing, obviously. Lengthy quarantines could also prevent players from showing up to training camp later in the summer in legitimate football shape. So, yeah, not looking too hot, man. Not looking too good.
Matt.
What do you think? How do you feel? Here's how I feel. Let me throw it out there real quick.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
I know I was going to say, do you remember, but back in World War I and World War II, when we had to, like, really buckle down and go into full-blown war mode, what happened? Companies changed from making coffee filters to missiles. They changed from making blah, blah, blah to basically putting together tanks. You know, I think right now can we just make a bunch of tests? Like, we get a couple companies, a couple big buildings, and then boom, just crank these things out.
Yeah, that's...
So it is available worldwide. It is readily available for everyone.
Well, the answer is easy like that. I honestly, since I'm not in it, I don't know. I don't have a straight...
Probably not.
You know? It's hard to say. And I mean, I'm obviously, this is a bummer because, mm-hmm. you know, I want the football season there. But at this point, if they don't get this all figured out, there's no sense in making mm-hmm. things worse. If it starts, you know, if we're at a point where it's like, okay, good. But if... That means that we don't have fans in the stands, okay, or maybe the players. I honestly don't have an answer for it. I hope we're in a better spot.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about sports in this segment right now, and that's why we're talking about football. Yeah. So don't think that we don't think there's any other important things that need to be done before football can be played. All right? Can you understand? Right. Before we get any calls, anyway, you know what? I really think that, and you're right, I don't know much about it, but we need to buckle down and get these tests out, man. Like I said, if you can make tanks in 1950, I think we could throw some tests together. But I don't know that much about it either.
Well, fingers crossed, and hopefully something happens. Just, you know, folks, if you're having trouble social distancing and washing your hands, do it for the football season, okay? If the rest of this isn't motivating you, maybe telling you we may not have a football season if we don't shape up. That should be maybe more motivation for you. Anyway.
You know, and there is a way to tell people, too, because there are people out there, you could tell, that just aren't really thinking about it. No. They really don't care about it, and they're breaking your bubble. And most people want to attack, you know, come on, man, stay away. Talk to them. Just be like, hey, man, you know, I want to be respectful, but I also want to be respectful to this virus at hand. And I think you should stay away for a little bit.
Don't you ruin my football season, you bastard.
There
All
you
right.
Go.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock